Breakfast.
BBC Radio Nottingham.
8:10, and time for the next few minutes to talk about something that's more akin to something you might find in The Bourne Identity, or in Casino, or Ocean's 11. Some of the greatest action films have scenes venturing into a vault and then sort of rifling through safe deposit boxes. Well, now Nottingham has its own highly secure vault where people can store all of their valuables.
And it's even more interesting when you find out that you get to it through an unmarked door on Stony Street in the Lace Market. Hayley went to have a look. She went to meet co-owner Seamus Fahey.
So we're just down here in the basement.
It's biometric access. They've got to produce their fingerprints, so only customers that are registered in the system will actually get into the vault.
And yours has just made the light turn green.
Exactly. The staff here know I'm a customer. My picture has popped up on the screen. My box number has popped up on the screen. So there's facial recognition as well. And then one of the custodians will take me into the vault.
Can I put mine in there?
Just hold it against that little glass. Red. So you're not allowed into
the vault. I'm not allowed in. But I can go in with you, right?
You can, absolutely.
Okay. Oh, so I've got to go through the metal turnstile now.
Yeah. And now you're about to enter the vault.
And the carpet is so plush.
We've a couple of thousand boxes here. When the vault is full, we'll have up to 4,000 boxes. And as you can see, we've about 14 different box sizes. Our boxes start from £150 per year, right up to £4,000 per year if you want a big locker-sized box.
Have you seen what's inside some of these boxes?
No, we never know what's in people's boxes. As you can see, there's privacy rooms here. The customers slide out the trays from the safe deposit box and they go into a privacy room. There's no cameras in the privacy room, so we will never know what's in customers' boxes. Now, there are prohibited items, so you're not allowed to store firearms, explosives, liquids, perishable items. But most people are storing jewellery, cash, family heirlooms, gold bullion, silver bullion, title deeds, anything that's of value to you.
Which ones are in use?
You can't really tell, but the ones with no locks are empty. And basically, when a customer comes, they've got that lock for life. So we can take out the lock from the box and put it into a new box. So if a customer wants to change box size, which happens quite regularly, it's easily done.
Can I try and take one out? Does an alarm go off? I've gone for 258. Oh.
No, you're not getting in there.
There's no way that I can pull that out.
No, absolutely not. These are boxes to be rented now, so you see there's no lock in this. You slide out the tray and you take it into a privacy room. All these boxes can take at least 40 or 50 kilos, so they're all tested to store large amounts of gold bullion.
What sort of people are using this facility? Are you getting any Jason Bournes or any of the Hatton Garden robbers coming in, scoping the place out?
It's a wide variety, to be honest. Customers who have valuables at home. We're open almost a month here now, and we find that probably about half the business are from the Asian community. In the past, the Asian community have been targeted by burglars because Asian families have inherited gold jewellery, and it's passed down through the generations. So the Asian community in Nottingham are delighted that we've opened.
How worried are you that someone's going to rob you?
Not worried at all.
It happens in the films all the time.
In the films it does, in Hollywood it does, not here. We're fully insured with Lloyd's of London. They agree the specification of the vault and our security protocols before we even open. Right now, in the vault itself, there are 8 cameras all looking at us right now. But as well as that, there's an outside monitoring company looking at us now, and all the other facilities in the group. So this is our 5th safe deposit box facility. All those facilities have live camera feeds of us having a chat here now. There's seismic sensors and motion sensors. Out of hours, if anyone tries to penetrate the walls, the ceilings, the floors, all the motion seismic sensors are going off. So this is a 6-sided vault. So if anyone knocks on the vault door like that, the sensors are going off.
Wow, it's as sensitive as that, the sensors are. So those are the not-so-quite top-secret vaults, but they're certainly not, when you approach them, it's not very obvious what you're going into. But what's inside is a whole range of safety deposit boxes full of all kinds of valuables, including gold bullion. It's